This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. There are a handful of musical instruments so closely associated with certain artists. The instruments themselves are known by their first names. Maybe you've heard of Lucille, B.B. King's favorite guitar, or Eric Clapton's Blackie, the famous Stratocaster you see in photos from the 70s. But in the rarefied world of musical instruments known by their first names, none are quite as elite or historically significant as that beat-up old warhorse called Trigger.
Phases and stages, circles and cycles, and scenes that we've all seen before. Let me tell you some more.
Trigger. An acoustic guitar that's as much a part of the iconography of Willie Nelson as his braids or bandana. An instrument so cherished by its owner, considered so irreplaceable, that it travels with its very own 24/7 bodyguard. A few days before Christmas, I got a call, a tip you might say. Willie would be spending a little time in Hawaii, a recharge of sorts before the next tour. And Trigger? Well, Trigger wouldn't be traveling with him. He'd be returning to Texas for some repair work. Would I like to come and see? Would I ever?
Howdy, Mr. Irwin.
Hey.
Hey.
Pardon me.
In a quiet older neighborhood in the Texas capital city, tucked behind fences draped with hydrangeas, what looks like a backyard studio, pretty unassuming place given all the history here. In this cluttered but immaculate workshop, in a dark green smock, Mark Erlewine hovers over his workbench, surrounded by mallets and electric screwdrivers, bottles of solvent and jars of Q-tips. His patience, priceless electric Gibsons and Fenders, and more exotic six- and four-string creatures hang along the wall, waiting for Erlewine's undivided attention. But on this day, a familiar old friend is back on the table, an iconic Martin N20, named for Roy Rogers' horse.
I have been fortunate to work on that guitar and to witness the growth of the second sound hole and numerous signatures come and be worn off.
Trigger's tattooed with signatures of Willie's famous friends. It bears the battle scars of nearly 50 years on the road. Right beside the usual sound hole, there's a gaping crater worn right through the top of the guitar as if someone slung a hammer through it. The Brazilian rosewood top has literally been worn through by Willie's playing.
When there's this much hoodoo in a guitar, this much love in the playing of it, you have to be in awe.
How does that big hole affect the sound? Does it make it better? Does it make it worse?
I don't know scientifically if it does or does not. Willie swears it does. And that's what counts. You can be listening to the radio and you hear a guitar part and you go, that's Trigger. Buzzes and all,
Whiskey River, take my hand. Don't let a memory toss me.
It's a testament to Mark Erlewine's reputation that he's the sole caretaker of Willie's closest musical partner. In the 60s, in Ann Arbor, Michigan, Erlewine apprenticed as a luthier before following a migration of musicians to Austin, arriving in town at just about the same time as a certain redheaded stranger. Ever since, he's been taking care of legendary guitars and the stars who own them.
In many ways, I feel like Forrest Gump. People needed work done, and some of them were famous. Some I was just able to help out at a good time and was able to do it well for them so they would pass the word. It's mostly word of mouth.
Erlewine's designed namesake instruments used by legends like Johnny Winter and Jerry Garcia. He's carved custom pieces for Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top. He created a wild and elegant flying V for Albert King that would become the blues master's signature piece. There aren't many luthiers as well known as their famous customers, but Earl Wine is a modest celebrity in his own right, that's for sure. The travel guitar he designed from scratch, the Chiquita, scored a cameo as Marty McFly's companion in Back to the Future, and Earl Wine's automatic and headless laser guitars have been the stuff of MTV videos since MTV went on the air. Earl Wine says he might consider another custom piece today, but one gets the sense that the greatest reward comes not from putting his name on the headstock of another invention, but keeping older pieces alive, pieces like Sugar here.
Working on instruments, creating instruments, it's sort of a therapy. The ultimate goal is to make an instrument play better. And when you can do that, and the person picks it up and, wow, this is great. It's like an old friend back to life. You know, it's just priceless.
It's been said that without Willie, there would be no Trigger, but as more than a few have suggested, without Trigger, there might not be Willie as we know him. As the man himself once put it, Trigger will probably wear out about the same time I do. Well, if that's the gauge, then the good news is this. Thanks to Mark Erlewine, Trigger's never been better. And now both are back together, on the road again.